In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Praise the Lord. It's Father Tom today, proclaiming the Word of God. I'm looking at Psalm 135. Praise the Lord. We praise you, Lord. We bless you. We worship you. We glorify you. You are worthy of our praise. We praise you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the noontime. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus when the sun goes down. Love him, love him. Love him in the morning, love him in the noontime. Love him, love him, love him when the sun goes down. Praise the name of the Lord. Give praise, O servants of the Lord. Not only are we servants of the Lord, we are sons and daughters of God through the blood of Jesus. We praise you, we bless you, we worship you, we glorify you. You are worthy of our praise. You that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God, praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. He is good. He is always good. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to us. He loves us so. Hallelujah. He loves us so. He loves us so. He's so good to us. Sing to his name, for he is gracious. Jesus, 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 we love you, we praise you, we adore you. Jesus, 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 there is something about your name. Oh, we sing to the Lord because he's worthy. St. Augustine says to sing to the Lord means to praise him twice. Hallelujah. Sing to the Lord a new song, a new song, a new song, a new song because of the cross, a new song, a new song, because of the blood, a new song, a new song, a new song for God. He's worthy, he's worthy, a new song for God. Have you sung a new song to him today? How do I do it? Open your mouth and sing. What are the words? They'll just come to you. I just did it. A new song, a new song, a new song to God. A new song, a new song, a new song to God. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself. He has chosen you for himself. Israel as his own possession. I thank God for the people who listen to me. I thank God for the Jewish people who listen to me and proclaim the word of the Lord in Las Vegas. Oh, thank you for them, Lord. Thank you for them. If only to those people that I touch, I'm grateful. They are people that are going to become Christians. Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful? And it's all because of the word of the Lord. For I know that the Lord is great. Do you know that God is great? He is great and awesome. I love the word great. I want the fear of the Lord, for he is great. I want to know the fear of the Lord, for he is great. Our Lord is above all gods. Whatever the Lord pleases, he does. He pleases to love you today. He pleases to touch you today. He pleases to bless you today. That's what he pleases to do. He it is who makes the clouds rise at the end of the earth. He makes lightnings for the rain. He brings out the wind from his storehouses. He who it was who struck the firstborn of the Egyptians, both human and animal. So yes, remember what he said. Let the blood be on the people of Israel, on the doorposts, and when the angel of death sees the blood, he will pass over. Oh yes, the Lord killed the firstborn of Egypt and the firstborn of the animals. This is the work of God. They were held captives by the Egyptians. They would not let Moses take the people out. Only after this miracle did they say, get out of here now. Get out of here now. He sent signs and wonders into your midst, O Egypt. He still does signs and wonders. He's God Almighty. He's great. He's all-powerful. I was talking to Anthony last night about Jacob and how God has blessed Jacob with signs and wonders. And, oh God, I thank you for Jacob. I thank you for his mother. I thank you for what you're doing in them. I was talking with Tamru, Father Tamru, and he says the people in his town are listening to the broadcast. Isn't that wonderful? That's wonderful. I can't get to those places, but by radio, I can preach the word of God in season and out of season. He sent signs and wonders into your midst, O Egypt, against Pharaoh and all his servants. I was praying with someone last night. I asked how the scans were for the cancer, and she said that the cancer was getting smaller and smaller and smaller. Hallelujah. No new growth. God hears and answers prayer. He struck down many nations and killed mighty kings. Sion, king of the Amorites, and Og, the king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan. He gave their land as a heritage to his people Israel. Do you know that the land that God gives to us is heaven? The land of heaven, the glory of God. Do you know that? That you were born for heaven. This earth is just for a while, but we were born for heaven. He has given us that land. Oh yes, that's God's will, that no one be lost, and that all come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ the Lord. I was listening to a video the other night, and it was a Muslim person that Jesus tapped on the shoulder, and the man said, who are you? And Jesus said, your sins are forgiven. The man said, Allah will forgive our sins at the end of time. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And the man says, what does that mean? What is your name? He says, I am Jesus, the Messiah. and he started weeping and weeping that his sins were forgiven. Oh yes, God continues to do wonders, 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 wonders. What wonder is he doing for you? I don't feel him. Well, I'm going to tell you I don't feel him today either, but I know he's a wonder worker. Jesus is a wonder worker. Jesus is a wonder worker. Jesus is a wonder worker. He works wonders for you. Jesus is a wonder worker. Jesus is a wonder worker. Jesus is a wonder worker. He does wonders for you. Count them on your hand. He opened the door for me to teach in Lynn. He opened the door for me at Holy Rosary. He opened the door for me at the Espousal Retreat House. Jesus is a wonder worker. Jesus is a wonder worker. Jesus is a wonder worker. Praise his name. O house of Israel, bless the Lord. Church, bless the Lord. Tell him how wonderful he is. Tell him how much you need him. Tell him how much you're grateful. To be grateful means to be joyful. I'm grateful for opening the doors for me at St. Pius V in Lynn to preach for 5 years. I'm grateful that he opened the door for me at Holy Rosary to be there for 25 years. I'm grateful that he opened the door for me at St. John the Baptist to live here. Oh, I'm grateful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We look at Psalm 136. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Hallelujah. He is all good. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to us. For his steadfast love endures forever. That's his chesed love that cannot be translated. It can only be experienced. That God called that Muslim man out of sin, and he introduced himself as Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. That was the chesed love of God. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his steadfast love endures forever. Do you know that his love, which is steadfast, endures forever toward you, toward me, toward us? That he doesn't say, well, you're a sinner and I hate you. He says, you're a sinner and I've come to save you in the blood of Jesus. Oh yes, Christ came to seek and save that which was lost. Are you lost today? He came to seek and save you, you who are lost, you who are lost. How do I do it? How do I get saved? I give my life to Jesus. I surrender my life to him. I say, Lord, here I am. I come to do your will. I only want the will of God. The will of God is so great, much greater than my will, much greater than my will. As the heavens are above the earth, so far are God's ways above our ways. I want his will. I want his will. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for his steadfast love endures forever. Again, we thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We worship you, Lord, for your steadfast love endures forever. Who alone does great wonders? He's still doing wonders. He's still healing the sick. Last night I got two words of knowledge. Someone's neck was being healed, and someone's shoulder was being healed. Two words of knowledge. He's still doing wonderful works. He still does great wonders. Why? For his hesed love endures forever. Who by understanding made the heavens. Do you know that the second person in the Blessed Trinity, before he was incarnate, spoke the world into existence? He spoke the world into existence. When I see the Eucharist, I say, Jesus, you spoke the worlds into existence. You spoke the planets into existence. You spoke the stars into existence. You spoke the oceans into existence. Hallelujah. Who alone does great wonders, for his steadfast love endures forever. Who by understanding made the heavens, for his steadfast love endures forever. Who spread out the earth on the waters, for his steadfast love endures forever. Who made the great lights? He spoke those lights into existence. Sun, be born. Moon, be born. Stars, be born. He spoke the lights into existence. He speaks you into existence from your mother's womb. Be careful not to proclaim being a person who's for choice. He formed you in your mother's womb. He could have formed someone else. I think of my mother and father. I think of how God formed me in my mother's womb, and he made me fearfully and wonderfully made. He made you fearfully and wonderfully made. The sun to rule on the day, for his hesed love endures forever. The moon and the stars to rule over the night, for his steadfast love endures forever. That's all about creation. He created, for his steadfast love endures forever. Now we go to salvation. Who struck Egypt through their firstborn, for his steadfast love endures forever. He brought Israel out from among them through the Red Sea, for his steadfast love endures forever. With a strong hand and an outstretched arm, for his steadfast love endures forever. Who divided the Red Sea in two, for his steadfast love endures forever. And he made Israel pass through the midst of it. God is not through with Israel. God is not through with Israel. Romans 9, 10, and 11. God is not through. One day, every Jew will know that Christ is the way, the truth, and the love, and that his name is Jesus, who divided the Red Sea in two, for his steadfast love endures forever, and made Israel pass through the midst of it, for his steadfast love endures forever. He overthrew Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea, for his steadfast love endures forever. He led his people through the wilderness. Oh yes, through the wilderness. Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in you. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, he who eats me, the body of Christ, will live because of me. He who eats me will live because of me. You know, at Mass, this is the new and everlasting covenant in the blood of Jesus. How we need to know that. Today I'm going to have Mass in my room. The cross is going to be proclaimed sacramentally in my room today. The cross on which Jesus died, on which Jesus shed his blood, will be in my room today when we have Mass. This is amazing. This is God who led his people through the wilderness, for his steadfast love endures forever. Who struck down great kings, for his steadfast love endures forever. Sion, king of the Amorites. Og, the king of Bashan, for his steadfast love endures forever, and gave their land as a heritage. Why? For his steadfast love endures forever. A heritage to his servant Israel. I no longer call you servants, he says. I call you sons. We are sons of the Most High God. He created us to be his children, his daughters, his sons. It is he who remembered us in our lowest state. Are you experiencing being in a lower state? He remembers you today. Why? For his steadfast love endures forever. And he rescued us from our foes, for his steadfast love endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of heaven. Why? For his steadfast love endures forever. This steadfast love is for you today. It's for me today. It's for us today. We need to know that, because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm looking at Luke. Yesterday was the feast of Saint Luke, the dear and glorious physician. Luke 6:43. No good tree bears bad fruit. I tell you, we had an apple tree at Holy Rosary. Not one apple was worthy to be eaten. No one ever sprayed it. Not one apple was worthy to be eaten. Bad tree produces bad fruit. A good tree produces good fruit. Figs are not gathered from thorns, nor grapes from a bramble bush. The good person out of the good treasure of his heart produces good. What are you producing today out of the treasures of your heart? Good. Start loving people. You know, it's so easy to care for people. The only thing you need to do is to listen, and to listen with love. So many people have a story to say, and no one listens to them. I want to listen to people. I want to listen to people. It is so important to listen. The good person, out of the good treasure of his heart, produces good fruit, and the evil person, out of the evil treasure, produces evil. For it is out of the abundance of the heart that the mouth speaks. Listen to your mouth. Do you have heart trouble? If you're always negative, you've got heart trouble. Listen to your mouth. What you say, how you say it. Are you always negative? You've got heart trouble. Ask the Lord to fix you, to fix your heart, so that you'd be able to speak the word in truth. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I tell you? I will show you what someone is like who comes to me and hears my words and acts on them. That one is like a man building a house who dug deeply and laid the foundation on rock. When the flood arose, The river burst against that house, but it couldn't shake it because it was built on a rock. Are you built on Jesus, the rock of our salvation? The floods will come. The winds will rage. The fires will come. But if you're built on the rock, it's going to be all right. You're going through a hard time now, but it's going to pass. What do I tell people when they go through a hard time? Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. I want to invite you to Days of Glory between November 9th and 12th at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Woburn. DaysofGlory.org. DaysofGlory.org. You may call the hotel at 781-935-8760. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.